KQED.
Vallejo could be out of bankruptcy by summer if a judge gives the go-ahead to a plan that delivers as little as 5 cents on the dollar to a host of creditors. The San Francisco Bay Area city made national headlines in 2008 when it turned to the courts for help. Chapter 9 might sound like an easy way out to a host of cash-strapped municipalities, but there's been nothing easy about bankruptcy for Vallejo, as Kelly Weiss reports.
It's eerie driving through the former naval base on Vallejo's Mare Island. It shut down more than 15 years ago in a round of base closures.
It's just completely abandoned. Broken windows, pigeons, that sort of thing.
Fire Chief Doug Robertson pulls up to the city's old fire station headquarters. There's a massive sign, closed. In case of emergency, call 911. But he says 911 isn't a sure bet anymore. There used to be 4 dispatchers to answer the phones. Now, there are 2.
And we get complaints for that. It's serious business when somebody's breaking into your home or your house is on fire and you call and no one picks up the phone. We get those complaints, and they're legitimate.
The city shut down 3 of its 8 fire stations after filing for bankruptcy in 2008. He says there were 122 firefighters. Today, there are 67. Robertson says his crew can still respond to an emergency call on average within 5 minutes and 30 seconds, but not on the outskirts of town. On a Monday night, Robertson's car bumps along roads full of potholes. Street maintenance has been slashed, and the police department has lost 34% of its officers. A call comes over the scanner about an attempted suicide.
She's face down on the ground. She's incoherent right now. She is breathing.
As firefighters stabilize the woman who overdosed, another crew heads out on a call from a daughter who says her dad beat her with a tool.
So now we have 4 of our 5 units are out on calls, on all the medical calls. So this is when we hope we don't break a structure fire. A house, warehouse, any building on fire.
Robertson says the average medical call used to be for chest pain, but he says now many are for suicide, injuries from fights, or domestic abuse. Robertson grew up in this town and says he's concerned about how many residents are emotionally and financially strained.
Well, economically, it is as bad as I've ever seen it.
The severe service cuts started after tax revenues plummeted, labor unions refused wage cuts, and the city filed for bankruptcy. Vallejo now owes millions of dollars to creditors, largely to city employees. It's asking a judge to approve its bankruptcy plan to forgive a lot of that debt. For example, the city could pay employees 5 to 20 cents on the dollar for some retirees' health benefits and employee back pay. This less than desirable outcome is one reason it's unusual for cities in trouble to turn to bankruptcy.
It happens very rarely, but every municipality everywhere has budget problems of some sort right now.
John Eyre is a former bankruptcy judge and UC Davis law professor emeritus. He says right now most California cities are trying to cut down on their biggest expense, personnel costs. And he says Vallejo's nightmare might send a message to labor unions.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if there are a number of Californians who are looking at what's happening at Vallejo and decided they might as well take some cuts because it's real this time, and either they do it the cheap way or they do it the costly way.
Besides the money workers are losing, court documents show Vallejo's legal fees for the bankruptcy top $8 million. And then there's the cost to morale.
I think people were demoralized and depressed.
That's how city manager Phil Batchelor described Vallejo when he took a temporary contract in November to help revive the city.
It's very important if we're going to turn around. It's not just about dollars. It's about the culture. We needed a new culture.
Changing the culture means attracting private businesses to jumpstart the economy, says Michael Cohen. He's chairman of the board for Vallejo's Chamber of Commerce. Cohen says the way to draw new businesses is to speed up the permitting process and defer startup costs.
Something to give them an incentive to say, you know, hey, Vallejo's offering this. Vallejo wants us here. They're really willing to work with us. Let's go here. Let's go to Vallejo.
But city leaders agree this won't happen immediately. First, Vallejo must get out of bankruptcy and restore confidence in public safety. In March, a bankruptcy judge will rule on the city's plan. If it's approved, city workers with outstanding claims will have a chance to weigh in. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Weiss.